happy Tuesday, Tony Hart.
Hello, friend. How are you today?
Doing well. Hopefully, your day is off to a fantastic start. Well, let's see what we can do to keep that vibe rolling. Get you a chance to win some money, another day's worth of codes, 10 of them in our 30 grand in your hand giveaway. The first one's coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning. And before then, though, Tony, So, you know, there's those payment plans literally anywhere you can buy stuff online.
Oh, sure. Like, buy this in 4 payments of blank.
Yeah, or like six payments. Yeah, it divides it up. Well, there's a very... I would not have expected to see this on a product that a Minnesota business is offering, but it is a thing.
Okay.
We'll share that with you a little bit later on this morning.
Plus, coming up today in Tony's TikTok treasure, we oh my gosh, I totally forgot.
We're doing a thing.
I know, we are doing a thing. Oh, it'll
be great.
It's a cooking one today. It's a cooking one today.
Like a cooking hack?
Yeah. No. Oh. No. A mom spent hours making a dish, put an ingredient that she thought was an ingredient, but it turned out to be something else into the dish and ruined hours worth of work. It's a pretty funny one.
Whoops. Speaking of food, I have a food-related Nick's Nonsense story we'll get to later on this morning as well.
All right. Busy morning.
There's a theme this morning. Yeah. Song in 60s on the way, though. First, we'll get to that in a little bit. Music from Paul Russell now here at Mix 108. Good morning.
Mix 108. Good morning. It is Tony and Nick. This is the Morning Brew. It's time to play Song in 60. Now, the premise of the game is real simple. I have a song in my head this morning, and I'm going to give you clues to see if you can guess what that song is. So you can play along with Nick this morning to see if you can beat Nick to the punch. This is going to be a tough one, I think.
Ooh.
I mean, there's a lot of words going on here. A lot of stuff. A lot of clues, a lot of words.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I'm worried.
Okay, yeah. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Here we go. Song in 60. Timer starts right now. A parent to a kid, but not a parent, would be a... Or you would do this also for animals, like a dog or a cat. You would blank them,
adopt them.
No. Less of a commitment.
Oh boy.
Than adopting. I don't know. That's less of a commitment. I shouldn't say that, but blank care to a dog. You would. Oh man. Okay, I'll do this to a basketball. I'll do this to a basketball.
Excuse me.
Put a thing in it and
inflate.
I would pop. No, I would.
This is not going well.
3 seconds. I would.
Okay. I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, the first word I was trying to get you to guess was foster.
Oh!
Foster parenting, foster animals.
Yeah,
foster.
Okay.
Then I moved on. Then I abruptly changed from the artist to the song title. And I was trying to get you to get the word pumped.
Yep.
Okay?
All right.
Pumped. So with those two words, do you know... What the song
foster
is.
The people.
Foster the people.
Yeah, they're big song.
Pumped up kicks.
Yeah.
Yes. I don't know what else I could have done. My apologies.
Man. Good for you for taking that one on.
I tried.
Good for you.
I thought it would be easy at first glance, but then as I thought about it, I'm like, gosh, there's a lot of strange words.
Hey, yes.
So anyways.
Good work.
Yep. So there you go. Pumped up kicks. It's today's song. And
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy
Hello.
Tuesday. So, Tony, mentioned this before. There is a very common thing you see on the internet. I think it's almost all the same company. There might be a couple of them. Klarna, I think, is one of them.
Yeah, Affirm, and there's Afterpay. There's just several of
them. There's a few. So, basically, what they do is they
PayPal
offer...
PayPal does it. And
yep.
Certain banks do it now. Like, everybody's kind of getting in the game.
It's the ability to buy something online in installments. And the nice thing about them is as long as you keep up on the payment schedule, they're interest-free. So, if you're buying, you know, a spendier thing, a computer, a pair of shoes.
Right.
You know, like, you could break that up into payments.
Right. Sometimes it's nice.
Yeah. Can be handy. Yeah,
it's better than sometimes putting it on a credit card, right?
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Ahead of time, like, what the deal is.
Right. Now, what's funny about that is, There's actually a business in the Northland. It's a food business. Uh-huh. And they're offering the ability to do installment plans on their food, their iconic food item. So it's Betty's Pies up on the North Shore.
Oh, okay. All right, sure.
And so what's
Betty's Pies. Well, and great pies.
As I point out, I wrote a story about this on our website. There are some people in the Northland that'll argue that Rustic Inn is better than Betty's Pies. Mm-hmm. I think they're both great. I'm not going to pick a side.
I don't know that I've had Rustic Inn pies, so.
I would recommend you stop. Okay. Next time, just so you can compare.
Yeah, sure.
So anyway, Betty's Pies. They actually ship their pie or some of their pies anywhere in the country. And they've teamed up with a company that actually does the infrastructure for it.
Yeah, Gold Belly. I've gotten ads from them before. Uh-huh. I've clicked on their site before and been like, my God, they got a lot of
cakes and cookies. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Lots of great food options. Yep. But then you look at the price and you're like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
Well, oh boy.
So what's nice about the Betty's Pies thing is they'll have it shipped to you in very short order. I mean, not same day, obviously.
How do you ship a pie?
Very carefully, Tony.
No, I'm not. No. I'm shipping a pie.
So I guess I'm trying to remember what they go for in their business, but they'll ship them to you for $60, $59.99.
It's going to come all smashed in.
No, I bet they package it pretty well.
But it's a pie. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you flip it upside the box, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, that'd be hard to pack.
Yeah.
Well, if you
do it right. If you do it right, I'm sure.
$60? What are the pies cost in store? I don't know.
I'm not sure what they cost in the store themselves.
$20? $25?
It's probably more than that.
$30?
If I'm guessing, if I had to put a number on it, I'd say probably, yeah.
That's crazy.
But anyway, so the company Gold Belly that they teamed up with, they offer, it's not Betty's Pies, it's Gold Belly. You could order anything from them, including Betty's Pies, with this installment plan. So you could order a pie for four easy payments of
$14.98. A whole pie.
Yeah.
Starts at $20 at Betty's Pies.
Okay.
Slices start at $5.25.
For their basic pie.
Yeah, in store, obviously.
So they don't offer all of their pies. I think they've got eight of them or something like that they offer through
Belly. They offer some amazing stuff though on this website. I got to be honest with you. If I had a lot of money, I'd be ordering off it all the time.
So it's kind of cool that they're on this service because there are people that travel from around the country and around the world along the North Shore.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and then you can order some of the pie. And some of the ones they have on there right now are like their coconut cream pie, 5-layer chocolate cream pie, French cherry cream pie.
But bro, I'm looking at like these cakes and stuff they have and how do you ship this stuff? I'm serious.
If anybody that knows
these decorated cakes for like $100, $103 for this beautifully decorated cake, there is no chance that that comes not destroyed.
Such faith you have in our shipping system.
But it's
system.
Like frosting and stuff. Like,
yeah. I get it. Like, I get it.
Cookies, fine. I can see you making donuts.
Sure.
Chocolate dipped strawberries.
Sure.
You know, these
are cakes and pies and
like
stuff.
Cakes?
Yeah.
Like fully decorated cakes? That's amazing how you ship that and it makes it.
If anybody works up there or at anywhere that ships that type of stuff, let us know how you do it so it doesn't show up destroyed.
Yeah, there's got to be somebody out there that has shipped a pie before. How do you ship a pie or a cake? No, I'm serious. Yeah. Tell me how you ship a cake.
It's clear, like, there are many, many businesses that do this. So it's not just, you know.
I'm sure, yeah. Like a decorated cake. How do you mail that without it completely getting destroyed?
That's a great question that if anybody has an answer to, let us know. I'm very curious.
I mean, I can't get anything shipped to me without like holes in the box and stuff. Like, you know?
Yeah, the corners ripped open.
Oh my God, I'm so hungry now looking at this website.
Sorry.
Oh, bro. The lobsters?
Oh. So there is a food theme that we seem to have kind of landed on this morning accidentally.
No.
This coming up in Nick's nonsense, there's another food related nonsense story we'll get to in a little bit here. Mix 108 Morning Brew, Nick's Nonsense on a Tuesday morning, and we've got a kind of a cooking theme going on here this morning.
We do have a very food centric theme today.
Totally an accident. So a man in California was arrested in Santa Monica over the weekend. He was seen grilling out. But the methods were a little weird. First off, was using a shopping cart as the grill. Secondly, was using a sword as well.
A sword? Like a metal sword?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Using a sword to grill some food in the cart. So there was a video that popped up online that showed this. And there's also barbecue sauce.
Oh my gosh, look at that. Yeah, the cart's got cart's got barbecue, like, I don't even know what it is. He's like burning wood, it looks like.
Looks like wood, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like wood.
Yep. But yeah, there's a sword. It looks like there's, I don't know, like meat wrapped around the sword.
It does look like some sort of meat. I don't know what.
I'm not totally sure. There's also a case of beer as well, because if you're barbecuing,
you got to have beer. Especially with a sword.
Right, exactly.
Oh my gosh, what happened to the guy?
So anyway, the grilling man is facing misdemeanor charges, apparently for stealing the shopping cart, reckless burning because of the open flames, and resisting arrest because cops showed up and he took off.
Right. With sword and all.
Sword, you know, the whole deal.
Just jumped in the cart and rolled down the hill. Catch me if you can, coppers.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Not me.
Just skimming through the end of the story. Looks like there's a weapons charge involved and everything else for this guy.
Well, you're barbecuing with a sword.
With a sling, and I'm talking like a full size. He was,
yeah,
by the way.
It's a big metal sword. There's no doubt about it.
A photo of the arrest going on there, too. So, yeah, he.
Oh, yeah, look at that. I missed that one.
He got his.
Busted.
Yep. I mean, points for being creative, but probably not the best idea.
Yeah, no, not the best.
No.
I could see the shopping cart, maybe.
Sure. You know, open air.
Yeah, open air, yeah. You know, using a metal pole of some sort you found somewhere, but don't go all, you know, medieval knight on the bit. You know, this isn't Knights of the Round Table here.
Correct. Eating your giant turkey leg that you grilled on your cart. All right, we'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here. Mix It Away. Good morning and happy Tuesday.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, currently it is 44 degrees downtown Duluth here at the Mix 108 studios. High today, around 54, scattered rain showers and breezy. Looking at the radars, some light rain, particularly to the north, but across the region. Tomorrow, sunny, 48. Thursday, sunny, breezy, 57. Then rain Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if you had outdoor plans for this weekend, probably not a full all weekend long washout, but kind of soggy looking for this weekend, unfortunately.
Soggy weekend.
Yeah. Sorry.
That's kind of lame.
It is. It really is.
So we touched on this briefly yesterday, but it looks like maybe Las Vegas beat Minneapolis for WrestleMania. Rumors began to swirl last month after the chief executive officer, the CEO of the Minnesota Sports and Events, said that a event second only to the Super Bowl will be announced in a few weeks. Well, that was well over a few weeks ago, and there's still no news. And now, over the weekend, on a podcast, wrestler known as The Undertaker spilled the beans and said he heard it was going to be in Las Vegas next year. So,
and he's kind of connected.
A little bit. Yeah. So
he did backpedal, though. He was like, well, that's what I heard.
That's what I heard, he said. So I guess we will see if the WWE goes with Minneapolis or Las Vegas. But next year's, the storyline in the WWE is kind of reaching towards a Rock versus Roman Reigns.
Oh.
And Roman Reigns is the new big hotness in the WWE world.
I haven't watched wrestling in probably 15 years, but I know that's a big deal.
So I was reading a little bit yesterday that forces within the WWE were saying that next year is going to be so big that they were trying to get executives to change it to Las Vegas because of the hype, and it's just Vegas.
Right, yeah, you know,
I mean, Vegas clearly is a cooler town than Minneapolis, but
Minneapolis is great and all, but yeah.
Great and all, yeah, but I mean, given the choice.
Yeah.
I want to spend a weekend in Vegas or Minneapolis. I'm taking Vegas, probably. Yeah,
most people probably would.
You want to read more about the battle between Minneapolis and Las Vegas? You can go to the Mix 108 app or go to Mix108.com.
All right. Hour from now, first of the 10 new codes and our 30 grand in your hand giveaway. Stick around for a chance to win some money. It's Tate McRae now here at Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Tuesday morning, 7:17, 45 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 Studios. This is for someone who's planning a wedding, like a horror story, and it happened here in Minnesota.
Oh my gosh.
So there's a couple who's set to get married who shared their story with the Twin Cities TV station. So got a wedding later this year, and they found out that their venue just up and closed. That's it. Sorry.
Not just closed, but like it almost sounds like aggressively closed.
Yeah, like they just slammed the door shut. Not on them specifically, but on everybody that had booked with them through the course of the future.
Yeah.
So the couple that I'm referring to, they found out through an email that did not mention anything about refunds. So they had, you know, spent a few thousand dollars, several thousand dollars on getting this venue lined up and everything else. They cashed the check, and the venue has since closed.
Oh my gosh.
So, one of the weddings of some of the couples that have been impacted has 300 guests lined up, and it's happening May 4th.
Oh.
That's kidding.
Awful.
This couple's situation, they're not alone. There are other weddings later this year that are in a similar boat. They got an email saying, sorry, we're closed. Boom, that's it. Apparently, they're citing the tough economic climate for the reason they're closing.
Mm.
It's a little bit questionable to me. Now, granted, I don't run a business, but they cash these checks that were given for payment for deposits and whatever else.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They cash the checks,
the spot, if you will.
And they're just like, yeah, we're done. Sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
There are some venues who are trying to help out some of these couples that are impacted by this business suddenly closing. They're trying to, like, find ways to, you know, bring them in, give them space, give them deals, things like that. But I could not, especially that couple that their wedding is, in 2 weeks.
She shared a TikTok of it. Her talking about it.
Okay. Well, do you have it pulled up?
I do.
One second while I make this happen.
I didn't preview it though, so.
Oh.
She's crying and upset, so I'm hoping she's not swearing too much.
All right, well, I'm just getting this on the board here for you. Hold on a second here while we do this.
I'll be quick on this pause button, I guess.
All right. We're rolling the dice, Tony.
We should probably hear what she has to say
rolling
about
the dice. Yeah, absolutely.
About the situation. Let's see here. Let's...
Hi, my name is Caitlin Stahlberger, and we are supposed to get married at Circle B Wedding and Event Center in Isanti, Minnesota in less than 2 weeks, so on May 4th of 2024 here, and we just got an email that they effectively immediately closed the venue, and so we have nowhere to go and not getting our money back.
Wow, yeah.
So if anyone knows anything in the Isanti, Minnesota, in that area, because our church is in Ham Lake, please let us know. We are just trying to figure out what to do.
Oh my gosh. Weddings are stressful enough as it is.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, just everything involved, especially a few weeks out as the time comes.
You know, yeah.
You're trying to get everything ready to go, and then boom, you lose your most important thing of your event.
I couldn't imagine. Like, that's, I think, in terms of wedding-related things, there's a couple of things that would be, like, the top issues. One, the other person is out. They're like, I'm done. Mm-hmm. This isn't working out. Or your venue or your caterer, you know, or some major, like,
catastrophe
or something like that.
I mean, caterer and, like, venue, like, they drop out weeks before your wedding.
Oh, yeah.
You're done.
It's bad.
Some of the other things you can maybe, if you're lucky,
right.
DJ flowers. Recuperate from, but
because you could probably find somebody somewhere and make that work. It might not be what you hoped for, what you had planned for,
but at least you can get it done.
Yeah,
but like a venue, whew, good luck.
Especially
all the venues are booked up anyways.
Oh, for sure, they're booked up. And Isanti, if you're hoping to keep it close, there's not a lot. I mean, there's not a ton of options in Isanti or in that immediate area.
Don't forget about the old VFWs. The old VFWs are where they were at back in the 80s and 90s when I was at weddings.
That's a valid point.
VFWs.
The old reception heading there.
Yep, the old VFW hall. See you there.
Well, good luck to those couples, and my goodness, hopefully.
Smell of, you know, those places, too, used to have, you know, you could smoke in those old VFW halls.
Yeah,
all the veterans in there on the other side just smoking nonstop, and then you got a wedding on the other side of the hall.
Dimly lit, smells like stale
dimly
beer.
Dimly lit, smells like stale beer and cigarette smoke.
Oh, yeah. I've been to
the old VFW weddings.
Hey, there's lots of great memories made in some of those.
Oh, for sure. One could argue we should go back to that. It would be more fun, you know? Yeah. It's like partying at a, you know, a dive bar or something.
Yeah.
They're fun.
Absolutely. Yeah. But there are some VFWs that are pretty nice, too. I just want to draw that line there.
Oh, hold on. Where's my more you know thing?
Hit it.
I don't have it ready.
Oh, come on, man. Well, I'm not lying. It's true. I'm not trying to paint all of them as like
I don't
trash
know. I can't remember a nice VFW. I can't remember leaving a VFW and saying, wow, that's a really nice VFW.
I'm not saying that. Just saying like...
You gotta stay. Yeah, I know. I feel you.
Oh my goodness, Tony. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Here, I got it.
All right, here you go. Go for it.
Okay, here you go.
Go for it. Yep. There. That was beautiful. Thank you, Tony. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Tuesday. Nick Cooper and Tony Hart with you. 45 degrees right now downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 Studios. And I was sharing a little bit of this story, Tony, with you off the air. And if anybody else has had this happen to them, hit me up on our mobile app or 740 to mix on the studio line
hit
here.
It up.
So over the last couple of weeks, I've been getting random phone calls on my cell phone, and I've had my cell phone number since I was in high school.
So a long time. Long time. 7 months or so.
Yeah, exactly. So I've been getting these phone calls, but they're all for the same person, and that person is not me. It's not a family member. It's not an ex-girlfriend. It's just a random person. I don't know anybody by this name. Well, actually, I went to high school with somebody, but there'd be no reason they would have my number. Right. And it's been a variety of different businesses, like a health insurance company, a college.
They're all asking
for the same person. Like somebody gave them my phone number saying, hi, I'm so-and-so. This is my phone number. Call me because I'm interested in your services.
That's weird.
Very bizarre. And so a lot of them, I'm just ignoring them, thinking it's got to be, you know, some sort of scam or spam type things. I'm just ignoring them.
And this just started happening.
In the last couple weeks.
Never got like somebody calling and asking for this. What did you say, Patty or something?
Patricia is the person.
Nobody's
name.
Called and asked for Patricia before?
No. It's a recent thing.
That's weird.
And so I'm trying to figure this out. And again, the answer is there were one of the, I think it was a college that was like aggressive. Their recruiting department, their admissions department was aggressively calling like multiple times a day. So I just blocked that number. Blocked one of the insurance company's numbers. But finally, somebody from the Twin Cities, from a window blind company, the Twin Cities calls. And I thought, I actually have a chance of calling them back and getting the person that called me to actually ask them some questions.
Business, yeah.
So I called down there using a different phone number, just in case. Called from work here. Just in case. And so I said, hey, so I'm just curious. And I explained the situation to the woman, who was very nice, very friendly. And she said, well, so we get our information from, like, there's websites where you can say I'm interested in such things, you know, give me a call about these services. Yeah. And I said, bingo. I was kind of thinking this was the case. So I confirmed with my cell phone provider. I explained the situation to them and they said, yeah, that actually happens a fair amount where your phone number ends up in some sort of a database that businesses get a hold of. And I asked about the do not call list and they said, this is different because somebody opted into receiving those phone calls.
Right. It may have used a different phone number.
Exactly. Or... So the theory is this. This woman, this Patricia, that somehow gave my phone number to
Patty.
All these different...
What are you doing, Patty?
Either did it by accident, like has a very similar number and maybe like mistyped it or miswrote it.
Right.
Or maybe did it on purpose. Like I joked and you actually caught on where I was going with this too. About, you know how you go to like... conventions and stuff and hey, give us your phone number and email address and we'll let you know if you win something.
Oh, yeah, I have like a I shouldn't say this, but I have a I have a
burner.
What?
A burner?
No.
Email phone number. No? Okay.
No, not like a burner phone, but I'll get
not a phone, like just a number.
Yeah, like I'll use my regular phone number and like jump it up a couple digits.
Oh.
Like if somebody like if I'm at a store and they like force me to give a number or something
sure.
like that, I won't.
So
give
this
them my
may be. So anyway, one way or the other, this Patricia did something like this. And so now I'm getting all these phone calls. But so if you're running into these situations yourself, because I was panicking, like, has my identity been stolen? So I do a credit check and I'm like, what's going on? And everything checks out and I'm fine. As best I can tell.
I get a lot of those spam calls, but none of them like are specific to a name.
Yeah,
like, so that's the weird part.
Legit businesses calling for a specific one person.
Yeah. So, well, maybe a spreadsheet got screwed up and everybody's name got bumped down one. So you are just now Patty now on these call list.
Who knows? So anyway, if you've had a situation, anything like this, let me know. We can commiserate 7402 to mix.
Pick up and then they ask for Patty. Say, well, I was Patty.
there we go. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I don't know. So, anyway.
Nick now.
Yeah. Now, the advice that I was formerly given, which is basically what I've been doing, is you can either answer the phone and tell them that's not who you're looking for, or just block them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The other option was change your phone number. Well, I've had this for...
You're going to do that, yeah.
No. I think I tell everyone I know my number's new. No. So, I'm going to fight this and see how it goes.
Good luck.
Hey, thanks. Coming up here in about 20 minutes, a chance to win some money. Our 30 grand your hand giveaway kicks off for the day with the first to 10 new codes. You're Mix 108. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Good day to you, sir.
Nick Cooper, Tony Hart with you. They're 45 degrees right now downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studio. So we just heard from Taylor Swift, Tony.
We did, and she's been swearing a lot in the last few albums. Did you realize that?
Well, I know there's been more of it, but I didn't have like a quantity on it. But you've actually got some statistics.
Yeah, so one fan broke down the swear words on Taylor Swift's album.
Okay.
And did like a pie chart. Well, this isn't a pie. This is like a graph chart.
A bar chart? A
bar chart, I guess. Bar graph. Venn diagram. But anyways, her first album, self-titled Taylor Swift.
Yep.
She used the word damn.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Just damn.
Younger Taylor.
Fearless, Speak Now.
Yep.
No swear words.
Okay.
Zero.
Yep.
Then Red comes along. She drops Hell on Us.
Oh.
Okay. 1989 comes along. She combines the two. She gets Damn and Hell.
Okay.
On the 1989 album.
Do I need to get the delay ready, Tony?
Get the get the beep ready. Now, along comes Reputation, and she dropped a new word on us.
Oh.
The S word.
Oh.
Okay. So now she's Ed Damn.
Yep.
So damn and the S word.
Maturing with her vocabulary.
A little bit, yes. Yeah. And then comes Lover, in which she added a new swear word to her lyrical vocabulary, where she added the B word.
Okay.
Folklore comes along. And here's where things start to get interesting. Folklore comes along, she starts combining a whole bunch of them. She's got damn, she's got hell. Mm-hmm. She's got the B word, she's got the S word.
Mm-hmm.
And now she introduces the F word.
Oh!
So the F word comes along. Okay?
All right.
Which is folklore, of course.
Right.
Yeah, that's the F word.
Precisely.
Folklore.
Yep.
And then Evermore comes along. The F bombs kind of reduce in Evermore.
Sure.
Whereas GD jumps into the mix a little bit.
Okay.
GD, that one?
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
GD is used a lot on that album.
Hmm.
And so is the S word, and so is damn. Okay.
Okay.
And then Midnight's comes along, and then we got a swear word explosion. Okay, we have the F word, we have a bunch of S words, we have some hell, we have some GD, and we got some damn.
Okay.
A whole bunch. And a DH.
Oh,
I don't know if you know what a DH is, but
designated hitter.
Designated hitter. Very good. So we had one of those on that album for some reason. And then her last album, the latest album.
Yes.
The Tortured Poets Department. Right.
Yep.
She's has a total. I don't know what the total is, but the F bombs have exploded.
Wow.
Exploded on the latest album. And then, you know, the classics are still there. The S,
sure.
The B, the H, the D, and the W word has been entered into this one, too. But won't get into that. But
yeah,
lots of... So, like, the F-bombs have exploded tremendously, especially over the last two albums and into this latest album. So the tortured poets department. So apparently tortured poets like to swear a lot. I don't know.
Apparently, well,
sailor mouse. Torture,
yeah. You know, being tortured. Yeah, frustration.
Yeah.
Feelings of defeat and such.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about this? I know you've got a pretty wide selection of music you listen to, and some of it just contains a lot of...
Just her growing up, language. I really think.
Okay.
Don't you think? I mean, it's just kind of her growing up, using that language more in her vocabulary, becoming an adult.
That's kind of where I was going to think. Because, yeah, her first... How old was she? Like, what, 16 when her first album came out?
Maybe even younger than that, yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's probably what it comes down to, but... Interesting. It does make it a little bit tougher for
and her audience. I mean, she's growing up.
Her core audience is growing up with her.
They're starting to use the words more. So,
yep.
You know, it is what it is. It's not like I don't think she's throwing them in songs
trying to be edgy.
Throw them in songs. You know what I'm saying?
It's right.
Like some artists do that just
to do it.
Toss the F word or swear words in just to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think like it's being because. That's the other part of it, too, is usually it's easy to think of when you're going to use language like that, the music being, like, aggressive.
Right.
Or maybe, like, party music or, like...
Sure.
There's a certain feel to a lot of... But this stuff is, like, it's deliberate and it's being used in such a way that talks about emotions related to a subject.
Yeah.
So...
And fans are pointing out that the reason why... This album has so many more swear words than, like, let's say, Midnight's is because, well, it's a double album. So there is
So there's
twice
more.
Is 31 songs versus maybe 12 or 15. So
that's fair.
So that's a fair point.
Okay. Yeah.
But still, there's about three or four times as many F words on this album as in the last
one. So that raises the question when the next
somebody
album
did the
comes
math.
Out.
Somebody did the math, and if you extrapolate this data.
Yep.
Five albums from now.
This is where I was going.
She will roughly have about 24,000 F-bombs on the album.
If we continue at this pace.
If we continue at this pace of growth, yes. So her next album, or five albums from now, will just essentially be called...
Just a giant loud yell of a swear.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes and get you your first code of the day in our 30 grand in your hand giveaway here at Mix 108.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square media station.
8:02 on a Tuesday morning, 47 degrees downtown Duluth right now at the Mix 108 studios. A high today of 54, some rain showers possible through the day. Going to be kind of breezy, which has been the MO for much of April is breezy.
Yeah, it's been a pretty windy few weeks, hasn't it been?
Between downright windy blowing trucks over to breezy, it's been kind of the case most of the month. After our rain off and on today, tomorrow sunny, 48. Thursday, sunny, breezy, 57. Then rain comes into the picture for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Temperatures in the 50s with rain. And, like, not necessarily, like, all-day heavy rain, but rain through the weekend enough to maybe keep you indoors for a while.
Oh,
so
that's fine.
Yeah, kind of a bummer. Huh? I was hoping to get out and golf.
Oh, yes. Do a little golfing.
But that's not happening. So, Tony, some good news. One of our trending stories today. You like cookies?
Yes, I do. Yes, sir.
Insomnia Cookies, another cookie destination in the Twin Ports area, is holding a grand opening later this week. They plan on doing that on Thursday. So they've actually been serving people kind of quietly for a few days now.
I think this weekend they opened.
Yeah. And they're going to be holding their grand opening celebration on Thursday. So you might wonder, okay, so there's bakeries and, you know, you can get cookies at grocery stores and Quick Trip and whatever. Of course, there's crumble cookies. What's different about this place? So it's not just cookies. They've got, like, cookie ice cream sandwiches, ice cream brownies. They're also the big thing that, as their name would suggest, they're open late. Insomnia Cookie.
I think they're open to like 3 a.m.
It depends on the day, but it's between 1 a.m. and 3 a.m., depending on the day of the week you're talking about. So
Crumble's open late, too. They're usually open to like 1 or 2 a.m., I think.
I guess I'd never thought about
that. Yeah, they're open. I was surprised, too, when I found that out. But they're open pretty late, too. So apparently late night cookie munchies are a thing.
The chain cookie wars are late night are a thing. I didn't realize that.
I'm excited to try. I'm a cookie connoisseur, so I'll definitely like to try this new cookie joint.
Where is it located?
So
again?
it's in the shops at Bluestone. So it's kind of funny because
where Chili Billy's used to be and then where Sport Clips used to be right next door.
Yeah.
Both of those places left. One closed, one moved. And then the they're being replaced by this cookie place, Insomnia Cookies. And then also there's a
cookie place in the Chili Billies.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then Crisp, is it Crisp and Green? The salad place, oh, salad chain is moving in next door.
Yeah.
So, which, by the way, I will say this. I've eaten from there once before, but it was really good. I, a couple summers ago, tried one down in the Twin Cities. Very good salad. So, you're looking forward to that too. But
noted.
Yeah. Tony's like, salad, okay.
You'll find me in the cookie place next door.
Okay, all right. If you want to learn more about Insomnia Cookies, see some of the photos of some of the food items and stuff they have, we've got a story for you on the Mix mobile app at mixitaway.com. Code to win some money in our 30 grand in your hand giveaway.
Come on, all the cookies I could buy.
Oh, man. Could do some real damage with this. 478 is this morning's code. 478, 478. Head to the Mix mobile app or mixitaway.com. Enter that code. Like Tony said, lots of cookies you could buy with 30 grand. Good luck.
Or salads, or salads.
Or salads, or anything. I mean, yeah. If you're a beer person, have some beer. Probably not all once, so that'd be a bad idea. On any of the above, cookies too.
Okay.
Tony's like, okay.
Try me.
All right, music now from Justin Timberlake here at Mix It Away. Good morning.
Where's me whiskey? Oh, it's time for Tony's TikTok treasures. Time to dig in the old chests and see what we can rustle up.
All right, today's TikTok treasure is a cooking fail. It comes from Cameron Jane. She posted a video of her mom. She spent hours cooking a dish and found out that, well, the ingredient she thought she was using actually wasn't what she thought it was.
Okay, I feel so bad. Look at what my poor mother did. She just cooked this beautiful meal, this like Tuscan chicken in this amazing sauce with a new olive oil that she ordered from online. This pure Greek olive oil that she had ordered online, this delicious meal that she spent forever on. And only after she'd finished did we discover that it's...
Any ideas?
I have no idea.
Shower gel. What? She just had to leave the room because she's so angry.
Use the sauce
chicken either. Tastes like straight up soap. How do you feel right now?
Like I want to physically hurt someone and hit something really hard.
Now she shows the bottle of olive oil shower gel. And I mean, it does look like a bottle of olive oil. My question is, I mean, shower gel is kind of thick, hence the name gel. So
it's also in a different part of a store if you've got cooking.
Well, I think she ordered it online, they said.
Oh, okay.
So she probably got it on Amazon, searched olive oil or whatever.
Sure.
Didn't read the full description. The bottle kind of looks like an actual olive, you know, it's got the colors.
Yeah, why is this goopy? That's a good point on the consistency.
But yeah, like how did you not realize that? I mean, well, olive oil is kind of, I mean, it's not watery, but it's it's not gel thick either.
Viscous, Tony.
Yeah. But anyways, so that meal was completely ruined and mom was clearly upset. Olive oil shower gel. Not actual olive oil.
So, this kind of reminds me of, so my brother-in-law wanted to make, he loves like molasses cookies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I'm going to try making some. And he got a recipe, and the recipe, I think it called for vinegar, and he's like, this can't be right. So he made them. They were terrible, but he ate every single one of them because he was like, yeah, I got to do this.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I don't know that you want to do that with soap, though.
No. I mean, good thing is that the dishes are probably already halfway clean. You know,
this
you don't
is
need
true.
A lot of soap. You just, you know, throw a little water on them. They're already clean, ready to go.
Rub it with the chicken, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So there's today's TikTok treasure.
Mix, what a morning brew on a Tuesday morning. So if you've ever been to Starbucks, you might have either had this happen to you or know someone that has, where they mess up your name.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of a bit. Like, it's kind of a running
Tawny
joke.
Before. I got Tawny once.
Tawny?
Yeah, they kept saying Tawny, Tawny, and I'm like, excuse me?
So
you mean Tony? They're like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah, that's mine.
Inadvertently, the chain might be trying to make changes to fix that problem, Tony.
Oh, thank you.
Or should I say Tawny? So
I was like, how did you even get that? Anyways.
Well, I've had some weird ones with my name too. Like, I think I told you, like, I said my name is Nick, and they spelled it like, on my way back from Seattle a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was like the Greek spelling Niklaus, and I was that's not even close to what I said. Like, but thank you.
They're trying to be fancy.
Exactly. So anyway, there was an announcement that was made that apparently Starbucks locations across the country are, well, all right then. Hi. Just waving at people out the window here this morning. By the way, if ever you're passing by, we had sidetracked, but if you want to wave when you pass by,
yeah, feel free to do so. Yeah, feel free to do drugs in front of our window. That's fine.
Anyway, so Starbucks locations are making a change to apparently cut down on noise.
Okay.
And one of the things that they mentioned in their list of reasons is they want to make sure that it's a good environment for people. Because some people go there to, like, work on homework or, you know, work on...
Do they play music at Starbucks? I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Do they have, like, loudly.
Muzak system.
Not loudly. But there's also people conversing, and there's the sound of the machines, and people...
Yeah, the machines
giving
are loud.
Orders and stuff. But that's not exactly quiet. It's not, like, a bar.
Well, coffee shops are pretty generally kind of loud places.
They're not, like... a library quiet.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they're making some changes. Apparently, in stores across the country, they're putting in, like, acoustic padding and stuff like that. And one of the things that they mentioned is they're trying to make it easier for their baristas to hear. And, of course, as soon as I read that, I thought to myself, maybe that fixes the name problem.
Maybe. But if they just have, like, a thing, you just type your name or something, like a touch screen, you just type your name in.
A fair amount of their business now comes from people ordering ahead.
Oh, I suppose. Well, then
they should know your name. Well, those, I think, they don't mess up. It's the ones where you're in store.
Right.
So that was the first thought that I had. But anyway, so know that you might be seeing some changes if you are someone that frequents there. That'll be adjusting what it
sounds
like. Are
you saying some Vente changes are coming, Nick?
Some, we'll call them Grande changes.
Trente changes?
Not quite that big.
Okay.
But also...
Just trying to use my newly learned vocabulary.
Very nice. Very nice. Bigger than tall changes, though, Tony.
Okay, good.
If you want to read a little more, we've got a story actually on the Mix mobile app, mixitaway.com, all about it.
Nice.
Coming up here just after 9 o'clock, a chance to win some money. 30 grand in your hand. Continue. Stick around. Grab a code that could win you some big money here in Mix 108. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Tuesday. Yes, Tony?
Not very good.
Nothing to share with the class?
I just saw a new reality show that caught my attention. I'm like, what is this?
There's something for everyone. I've realized this about reality shows. Like, depending on what platform it is you want to dig in on, what channel, what whatever, there's something for anybody.
And this is MILF Manor 2 is what it's called. It's on TLC.
What?
Yeah.
What?
The description says six hot, successful moms are looking for their chance at love. But they have a twisted journey ahead.
Oh.
The new season premieres this weekend.
My goodness.
And this, like I said, is two. So there's a first one?
Man.
Huh.
What is this?
There is a reality show for everybody.
You
are not wrong about that.
You know, I mean.
TLC? It's like a reality dating show, it looks like.
How much the TLC channel has changed since, you know, its inception? Like, it was learning videos once upon a time, and now it's, what'd you call the show again?
The show is called MILF Manor 2.
Lots of learning going on there.
You bring up a good point. TLC does stand for the learning channel. Yeah, so that is funny.
Lots of learning going on there.
It's funny to think about how much cable channels have changed over the years. I mean...
You know,
they've morphed into just completely different things.
Another great example, A&E, Arts and Entertainment Channel. Oh.
Yeah, that used to be kind of really, when I was a kid, it was kind of artsy-fartsy films and, you know, kind of uppity, if you will, you know.
So my introduction to that was they had a show called Biography.
Oh, yeah.
Where they do that, celebrities and actors and, you know.
Kind of like a Discovery almost, but not a little bit.
Yeah. And now it's a very different creature, too.
It's all zombies is all it is, basically. Zombies and... I don't know. But, yeah.
It's a whole
different... MTV is morphed into, like, reality television all the time.
Yep. Yeah. Do they even play music videos at all, even late at night? They used to over late at night.
Maybe.
I remember in college, and this was now almost 20 years ago. ago, where VH1 and MTV late at night would still play music videos.
Yeah, maybe they do. You would think they'd have to throw that in sometimes.
But are people still making music videos regularly?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, I think they're still making music videos.
Seems like the big thing is you come out with a lyric video and then maybe you do something like a.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Those don't. I don't know if those play on TV as much as they do on YouTube. So all right.
Might as well.
Oh well. Quick shout out to, by the way, to all the Minnesota sports fans out there. Timberwolves game 2 of their playoffs tonight.
Yeah, we have a Minnesota sports team in the playoffs. Pay attention, people. This is a big deal.
Cheer hard.
Timberwolves haven't been relevant for years, and all of a sudden they're relevant, FYI. So.
Like one of the top teams in their conference.
Yeah, so if you want to cheer on a Minnesota team, is it like on regular TV or
no,
what's the deal?
It's cable still. I think it's the troubled Bally Sports North is where they are.
Lame.
But they won on Saturday, game 2 tonight. They're still in, they're playing in the Twin Cities again tonight. I think it's a 6 o'clock. Game.
All right.
6:30 game.
Okay.
So, yeah, let's see if they can win again.
The T-Wolves. You're bitter. You're
hurt, like, Minnesota sports fan. They're playing the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah.
They did not beat them all season.
No, they did not, but they beat them.
They came out and they won big. I think 25 points they won by on Saturday.
Right.
I texted a couple people after the game on Saturday saying, you know what's going to happen? They're going to come out flat for the remainder of the series and they're going to lose.
You're probably not wrong.
I hope I'm
trying to keep my hopes up here.
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I really hope I'm wrong. This is like since 2003, this is the first time that they've been seriously relevant.
Even closely relevant.
And please come on. So yeah, we'll see what happens tonight. I'll be disappointed tomorrow, I'm sure. All right, we're going to get you another code and our 30 grand in your hand giveaway in a couple minutes as we kick off your workday, 108 minutes commercial free, fueled by Quick Trip. Right here on Mix It Away. Good morning.